The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, June the 12th.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's 7:06, and our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:07 in the morning. Yes, I'm really...
Do you feel like you're back in your saddle?
Oh, I am fired up, and let me tell you something. I will never, ever, ever say anything about... You just sit there and read the news. What's so hard about that? Yeah, what's so hard about that? Savannah's sitting over there. She had to turn the fan on me, and she was, you know, she threw a towel to me one time. She says, "Here, wipe your face off. You're getting wet." So, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad, but it is. You're reading all the time, and you've got all your stories. Well, my computer slowed down at one point and didn't switch over, and then because I just made this place a complete mess, I couldn't find the things that are happening this weekend at the very last, and I was planning on that for my last minute and a half. So I had to turn around and give some stupid scores again. You know, it's nobody cares. But I always wanted to do this. Oh, the scores in the National American League in baseball were 6-0, 2-4, 3-3. And I didn't say who the teams were.
Okay, are you glad that you got it out of your system? You could say I read the weather once.
I read the news once.
That's kind of like you when you had to catch blue oysters or something. You know,
No, you did it once. No, it was blue crabs.
Crabs. Okay.
I did it. It was only needed once to do something like that.
And a midnight run.
Yeah. What do we got here?
Currently 84 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning on this Friday. How are you? The 12th of June, we're reaching the middle of the month already, 7:07, and our temperatures today are going to be around 109. That's what we're looking for. And tonight, 71. Looks like there could be probably about 10 miles per hour winds, and then as we go out through the weekend, we go lower into our temperatures with our coolest day Monday at 100. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm front.
It's locally
owned and operated, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer, where they are locally owned folks. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now, our pet of the week. How are you doing this morning, buddy? You've got two kittens on your arms.
I'm doing wonderful. How could you not do wonderful with two adorable kittens like this sitting on your lap?
They look like twins.
They pretty much are twins. So this morning I brought with me Ping and Pong. Unique names, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are both about two-month-old kittens. They're already neutered, full vet work done, ready to go home today. They came into our shelter about a little over a month ago. They came in as strays. They were real young at that time. So we sent them into a foster home. And the foster home it was a wonderful foster home. They socialized them well. They played with them. They've got big round bellies, and they're now ready for a forever home.
Big round bellies. Okay. So talk with us about they're ready to go. They're neutered, which is really important with the cat population, right?
Yes.
Any animals. Most of the animals that you, if they're too young to be neutered, then you have a program where you come back with your adoption fee that's part of the program, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So these are darling, really darling kittens. He's right. They're very healthy looking. Two boys, Ping and Pong.
They're little tabbies.
Little tabbies. So they have these wonderful stripes. They've got great. You know how it is? I think a lot of people who are cat owners, they like to just watch the cats. They're a crack up.
Yes. You know, my favorite out of the two here is Pong. I know I shouldn't be playing favorites, but Pong is adorable because you can like wiggle your hand above his head and he'll pop up on his back feet and do the whole little like boxing thing with your little hands like he's playing. It's absolutely adorable.
Do you have cats?
I do.
Yeah. How many cats?
Two.
And are they tabbies?
No, I have a Siamese and a solid black cat.
Hear them?
They would love to run free and play with all the wires in here.
All right. So,
oh, boy, just what we need.
Yeah. So pictures on the internet, or how do we see them, and what do we do?
Well, I'll be emailing Carl pictures so you can see them on your guys' website. You can also go to havenhumane.org and see them on our website as well. They are ready to go home today, so if you're looking for a kitten, these could be the ones.
Okay, the number, again, where the location, time you open.
You can stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. To view all of the animals at our shelter, we're open from 11 to 5. But if you just want to come in and adopt Ping or Pong and you knew who you wanted to adopt, we get there at 8 o'clock. We open our doors at 8:30.
See, I think it would be fun when you bring in the couples like this. It's like you brought in a mother with her two puppies.
Yes.
I would like to just, you know, you want to just adopt the two. Mm-hmm. And we look back on it now, we think when we got Snooki, we should have got one of her sisters. Because just for her.
Then it would have been a whole house payment instead of a half a house payment.
Well, you know, though, the animals do tend to do better in pairs, especially if you have to go to work, because then they have a buddy to keep them entertained.
Right.
They're not as lonely. They'll play with each other instead of chewing on your stuff. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it really is better to get two of them, especially with kittens. That way they have somebody that they can run around and play with all day.
Right, right. Well, thanks so much. Again, partnership with Haven Humane. We love what you guys do. Again, trying to adopt out two kittens here. Tabby kittens are adorable. Absolutely. They're like, you want to take pictures of these guys. You would be fascinated.
Down. One's upside down looking, and the other one's just is fascinated by the apple in Savannah's Apple computer. Savannah, you want to take one home? No. Okay.
They're pretty cute, but
no.
Not for Savannah.
Well, animals have a responsibility. Cats aren't necessarily as much attention that you have to give cats as much as dogs, from what I understand. Because, again, I've always been a dog owner, but
cats are very independent animals. Yeah.
This is the one. Okay. Now, this one is looking like, you know what? I get a chance. There's going to be trouble. Which one is that, Ping or Pong?
The one looking up or the one looking at you?
The one that's looking at me.
The one that's looking at you is Pong.
They look just alike. How can you tell?
Like Pong's head is a little bit narrower. And he's also a little darker on the top of his head.
Anything else from Haven Humane y'all got going?
So as we've talked about in the past few weeks, we did receive the grant from PetSmart Charities where we can offer the $20 spay or neuters for puppies and kittens under 6 months of age. I want to let everybody know those spots are almost gone. So if you haven't taken advantage of it yet, you need to today.
Get in there, huh?
Or you're going to miss the opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, $20 for a spay or neuter, you cannot beat that price.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Spencer, from Haven Humane. Take a look at our website today, and we'll have photos of the kitties.
They are
adorable. They are, and they look, you know, look at them. They're just happy. They're just happy to be anywhere.
Extremely happy.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. You know, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. But you know what? I'm glad we got. Who's coming in this weekend? The grandchildren. Are coming in Saturday.
Well, Wednesday's a kids' day where you buy your wristband.
Yeah.
And,
at the fair.
We'll buy the wristbands for them because I'm not right. I mean, I get sick. I used to ride the fair was the most exciting thing for me. And then back in 1969, no, I can remember. I used to go and then all of a sudden I went on the hammer. And I was so sick, I laid on the mound of the Sacramento State Fair all day long. That
the
was
mound.
It. The mound. Grass mound right there, all I can remember is a mound.
Oh, and you just
I laid there. I was so sick, and I haven't been able to go on a ride that goes in circles or up and in since.
I was riding we were walking by at the Washington State Fair, one of the big fairs there, and my buddy and I were walking by, and this guy says, "Hey, these girls don't want to ride by themselves. Would you hop in there?" And we went,
Oh, yeah,
ride free, yeah. It was one of those things that was
in
a cage that was going in circles. And so I'm riding this one, and there's like, you know, six of these cages. And as you're coming through, not only is it going around like a Ferris wheel, but the cages are twirling upside down. And just as we're coming through, and there's one of them, you notice that, gosh, is there water in the air? No. Somebody in one of the cages had thrown up. And so, it's kind of like, And so they brought, you know, everything to us. Not a stop right away, but, you know, you got your full ride, and that other person was up there dying. And as you get out, the next one comes down, and they're using buckets of water to wash out the, you know, the ride. Meanwhile, you're sitting there kind of going, this is a strange aroma I have on me. This new cologne from this person. It's like three up. And then threw up, you know, like two or three up, you know, in the air. They were above you.
A little too much information.
Well, it just happens. But, you know, that's why you probably never want to ride again.
Once the gag starts, that's it.
That's it.
Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, what is happening in Montana? Wait till you hear this cute, fun story. It'll be a great Friday. We're going to have some good stuff for you when we get back. KCNR 1460.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. The time is 7:20 in the morning here, the 12th of June, 84 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. do not leave anything in the car that you don't want destroyed as far as vegetable matter or human, especially. Don't leave your car. Don't leave your dogs, cats, children, people in the car.
Anything explosive.
Anything that could, you know, build up pressure and then you come back and you've got hairspray all over your car. It is just, it's going to be hot today.
Anything the screw top, forget about it.
There you go.
We were laughing about this at the break. You guys have to, you know.
This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Their cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the nation at Shasta Regional, where they treat people well. Great place, 70 years in business and going strong. Now,
well, wait, let's just talk about the, you know, because it's Friday.
Eye rolling.
It's Friday, and one of the things we talked about, like when someone rolls their eyes at you, how does it make you feel? So, you know, Carl and I talk about it. Don't roll your eyes at me, because I've told him before, do not roll your eyes at me.
What brought it up was Savannah is sitting here, and Savannah is totally professional, and plus she's a member of our family. And we were talking about something, and Savannah goes, she didn't say anything, but Savannah's face is very expressive. And I said, did anybody ever mention that to you? And Savannah says,
yes. Because I used to get in trouble all the time from my teachers for rolling my eyes. And I'd be like, I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
You said something. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so we're talking about, is it a bit funny about body language, and your eyes are such a vital part of it. And I was telling Carl about when I was, I think I was 17, and I had braces on my teeth. You know, I sang in clubs, and I sang with a band, and
had to be, you know,
braces
she's in
on
those,
my teeth.
She's which, in those smoky clubs that are serving booze, and they have to sneak her in the back way so she can sing.
If they served food in those days, if they were a restaurant, you could sing in the bar.
Right.
So there was this one place that I sang with the band I sang with for a while called Landslide, and
these band names.
I had braces on my teeth, and that those days you did, and they were the big wire silver ones. But you didn't really, you know, and so sometimes there would be people, I'm not sure I want to hire that girl with the braces, right? You know, it just wasn't common. And I was there, you know, I'm teenage. But anyway, so I would start to sing Midnight Blue or, you know, some kind of really cool ballad, Don't Cry Out Loud or whatever. And the guy who played keyboard, I will never forget his name. It's etched on my brain forever. I'm not going to say.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Oh, okay.
Probably because he rolled his eyes so much, somebody killed him. So he rolled his he rolled his eyes. He would roll his eyes, and I just remember how many times. And my first boyfriend was the bass player. So I would think, won't you stick up for me? It was just all this drama. And I would go to the bathroom, and I would cry, and it always made me feel like I'm just not worthy. But I would have people that would like what I did. But to have your band member roll their eyes at you on stage. So just remember, you know, there's things, you know, that's why I just am so, that's kind of bullying to me. Yeah.
Welcome to my world here.
Not that you intentionally rolled your eyes at your, you might have, maybe.
But your eyes are very expressive. You know, Savannah's eyes are very expressive. And the thing is, we have something in the military, it's called military bearing. Where you can't tell somebody's chewing the toe off, There should be no expression on your face.
I know. You still go through that.
I go through that. And then you get upset because what's wrong? You don't care.
No.
I do care.
And then you'll say in the same note, I just love you so much. You're amazing. I'm like, where's the expression on your face?
Well,
there's nothing there.
I'm being as emotional as I can be right now. You know, what's for dinner?
No, really, exactly. Hey, I want to share this article with you because we've heard about it before, but now you can roll your eyes. This is an eye roller.
let's get ready, Savannah.
Okay, here's
so we can
the
roll our eyes.
So it could be argued that sleeping in a king-size bed with fully plumbed bathroom inside your tent isn't actually camping. However, for many guests at the ranch at Rock Creek, this is their first taste of camping. They don't have closets, but they do have armoires. So the ranch offers several options for glamorous camping. The newest rage that's going on right now where everybody's flocking to Montana for this resort is called glamping. Not crimping, it's glamping. We're going glamping. That means that they have these incredible tents with furniture inside, even though you're out in the wilderness. There you go.
Well, you know, when you're on the Serengeti in the in the safaris, in good safaris. You have a tent that's prepared. You have a bed in there. You have an indoor toilet inside there. Of course, dinner and breakfast and everything is served for you, and they've got showers. They have the whole thing. It's not like in the old days where you'd trek for 20 miles a day and you'd lay on the ground and hope that cobras didn't go over your face and that that a lion wouldn't come by and bite your face off. So this is called glamping. I don't understand. You know, for me, since I left the Marine Corps and living with Linda, the idea of camping is any hotel without room service.
Well, they also have Yellowstone Under Canvas. Yellowstone Under Canvas is located about 7 miles outside of West Yellowstone on the banks of the South Fork Madison River. And if you go online, you'll see these 72 tents stand under the stunning views of the surrounding mountain ranges. Under Canvas offers a wide range of clamping tents. So now you know a new word today. Oh, you're probably one of those people who glamp. Like to go glamping, and people look at you like, wow.
You know, people,
what is that?
People wonder why we look at San Francisco and then our eyes roll. Okay? This is now, you know, San Francisco voted yesterday to put a 1 cent per ounce tax on sugary drinks, you know, for sodas, because it's not good to drink them. So the San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center plans to stop offering sugar-sweetened beverages, saying the drinks are unhealthy. The prohibition starts Friday and applies to gift shops, vending machines, and cafeterias, as well as to patient meals. Earlier this week, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors approved a trio of ordinances aimed at curbing liquid sugar consumption. You know, after they get that done, of course, then they're going to go after what? Energy drinks? Or anything. They can start taking food and taxing it and taxing and taxing it. At some point, it goes away, I think, doesn't it? I mean, when you can say that, oh, it's smoking's bad for you, but it's still legal, and drinking sodas is still legal, but they're going to keep taxing it until it makes no difference, because it's got really nothing to do with health. It's got to do with money. Oh, we're doing this to keep, you know, keep the sugar content down. Well, literally what they're doing is looking at another couple million dollars in the coffers of the for their taxes they're doing. And people are going, oh, what a good idea they're doing. You know what? Never in their head is there anything that says that it's not going to be there to gain money from it. Now, we have a lot of things that we're going to be doing today. We're going to be talking baseball at 7:30. We're just going to come up with the latest on what's happening with the Colt 45s and what's happening this weekend, and the just an update. We're going to do that every Friday for a few minutes. But hey, last night I knew I was getting up early. I usually stay up a little bit later during the week, but last night at 9:45.
Lights went out.
Mm-hmm. Sleep number setting was 40. I dropped it 5.
You did?
I dropped it to 5.
Why?
I dropped it to 40. I don't know. It just seemed like a good thing to do because
okay.
I could.
Okay.
Because our sleep number bed with the dual air controls means we can sleep at any firmness mm-hmm. we wanted. Last night, I was a 40 kind of guy. Your sleep number setting, I did set, was 45. So you were a little bit tougher last night than me. I can't tell you how well we sleep on these sleep number beds. It's number one ranked mattress in America by Consumer Reports. It has Sleep IQ technology in it, which helps you sleep. It'll send you little messages on how well you can sleep in this bed. We've been using it for 2 years. We've been talking about it. Friends ask us, well, you know, you guys are, you know, are they just paying you to say this? Well, you know, they're advertising with us, but you wouldn't get this. You wouldn't get the happiness in the fervor. Or maybe not fervor is not the right word, but the fact is that we do like the beds. They do work. We have our friends are buying them, people that are on the show are buying them, and everybody's happy with it because it's dual air. It's adjustable for you, and some of them like the adjustable bed that sits up. You know, so you can watch TV or read in the bed, and it's great. Well, right now, if you head on over to Sleep Number right now, and you can discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology and save $500 to $650 on the Sleep Number mattress right here. But you have to go down to the Target Shopping Center, over to the Sleep Number store, see Brian, Janice, or any of the great people in there, and you will have a great time. They're going to put you on the bed, let you see what it feels like, and you're going to like it. Sleep Number. Hey, it's 7:30 in the morning, 84 degrees out there, going up to 109. Ah, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and the Bot. We'll be right back with an update on Colt 45 baseball.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 85 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. Linda, did I say it was 109 today?
You said it's 109.
Did I mean it? You meant it.
Because that's what we've been talking about at the whole break. 109 today with our lows of 71. Talk about a difference in temperature between the mornings and nights. Which is nice. We have about 10 miles per hour a day of wind today. The winds can get up to 105 tomorrow, 102 on Sunday. Lows on Monday of 100, meaning that's about the lowest of the high temperature. Tuesday 104. Anyway, so no precipitation. It's going to be hot and dry. So just get ready for that. Hydrate. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, before we begin, talking about our sports here, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The location at Four Winds Jewelry is right across from Sierra Gibbs. And if you go in there, they're going to help you with all of your jewelry needs. If you have a loose stone or you need jewelry repaired, or if you're looking to fix your watch or just a watch battery, go in and talk to the experts. Leonard has been over 50 years in the business, and he's an expert on opals and anything that you could possibly need. That's Four Winds Jewelry, our jeweler of choice.
That's right. And this Saturday, tomorrow, it's official. The Amtrak exhibit train is coming to Dunsmuir for Railroad Days. All aboard Dunsmuir to celebrate Amtrak Train Days. They're going to be pulling into Dunsmuir from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Things for kids, things for everybody. Self-guided tours through the Amtrak's past, present, and future. They're going to have music, kids' activities, everything. For additional details on Exhibit Train, go to Amtrak.com/Exhibit Train. Dunsmuir tomorrow, June 13th, starting at 10 a.m. You know, you're getting some things on the chat room, Linda, that saying things like, eye rolling really irritates me. Seems to be a normal human reaction to a lot of things, kind of inborn, it seems. And as for camping, in a full-service RV with air heat, a full bathroom and flat-screen TV, in an RV park with a green lawn and call service, and we manage a lakeside or oceanside spot.
Ooh.
That's camping.
Ooh, that, yeah. See, it's called glamping.
Yeah.
That's camp. That's RVing, you know, to the wonderful extent. Yeah. But thanks for sharing with us. We love with our chat pack. And before you guys got here this morning, we were going to be talking about the Colt 45s. We were talking about eye rolling and how it's can really be so offensive.
Yeah. Not that Nate Albarre ever did.
No, you know, when you really watch really professional newscasters and you're watching, you don't see the weather guy say something and the newscaster roll their eyes like, God, you know, you rookie. I mean, that's just the most.
Savannah was rolling her eyes at me today when I was doing the news.
She wouldn't do that in front of the camera. She wouldn't have enough respect.
I was in there and I completely lost all my stuff here. I was laying on the floor. And Savannah rolled her eyes at me.
Well, anyway, on to like some really wonderful eye rolling, meaning exciting, in round circles. That's like the little baseball that comes at you and you go watch and you pay money and admission to see people at their best doing the best. We have the Colt 45s people with us this morning.
We have Nate Alvarea, our guy who does the Colt 45s announcing and has done for this is the third year.
Indeed.
And you've brought?
I have brought Mr. Mike Walker, the manager this year of the Reading Colt 45 Summer Collegiate Baseball Team. And, Mike, it is great to have you. And would you like to tell folks how you got involved with the Colt 45s program? Hello, first of all.
Yes.
How's it going? thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'd been playing for the past, 20 years or so. And, you know, you can only do that for so long, so I love being around the game, and I had an opportunity to come up and coach college kids, and that was just something that really interested me. So I took it and ran with it, and I'm having a great time so far with the kids.
Now, you live in Reading then, obviously, Mike, or do
for
you?
The summer. No, for I'm summer. Actually I'm actually from a little bit south of here, Marysville, Yuba City.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's where I was born and raised.
So they brought you in here to coach the college kids here. Now, for people that don't know what the Colt 45s are, Nate, explain to everybody. Maybe some, you know, we're getting new and new listeners and new and new. Obviously, more and more people are coming out.
More and more audience to the games. Right. More and more audience to the radio station. The summer collegiate baseball team is made up of all players who are college ball players right now throughout the year. And I mean, last year's team was such an eclectic mix of players from all across the country. This year, we've still got players from all across the country. There's actually a number of local, an extreme level of local talent this year.
More local kids.
More local kids than I've ever seen. But it's actually great because it combines. You've got guys who are Simpson University products. You've got guys Daniel Perry, fresh out of Lassen High School, just got drafted in the 13th round by the Toronto Blue Jays in the Major League Baseball draft yesterday. Shortstop
right?
out there, and his older brother played for the Colt 45s back in 2012, and so it's just it's an amazing combination of local talent and folks from all across the country.
And they're all college; they can't be
all
seniors.
Kids,
they're
yeah.
all freshmen through junior,
mm-hmm.
and they come here and they live with families.
They live with host families. Yeah,
they make no money.
No,
they don't get paid.
You're not allowed to get
you're
paid.
You're not allowed
at this
to
level.
Have a cent. So they're in there living with host families. They're out there cutting grass for the families, whatever else they're doing to help that. And at least the group last year, my grandson, who, by the way, is coming in this weekend. We're going to come to the game Sunday. Linda's singing. He sat on the bench last year, and they let him sit in there and help. And he said, there's somebody that used bad words. And I said, really? I said, the players? He goes, oh, no, they never did. It was some people behind the, you know, behind the dugout there. And it was interesting to hear how none of the players were, you know, somehow let words slip. I found that very interesting.
We have a pretty, actually, I'm pretty impressed with the group of kids that we have so far, because as far as I've seen, and we've only been around each other for, you know, two and a half weeks now, but it's a very respectful and it's a really good group of kids. They seem to do really well with the kids. you know, the youth, we just had a three-day kids camp from 8 to 12 in the morning, and they did a great job having fun with all these kids. There were about 80 kids there, and, you know, they keep it pretty tight with the respect and that kind of stuff.
We're here with Mike Walker, who is the coach of the Colt 45s. He's from Marysville and Yuba City area. And
that's an old-school field, isn't it, when you drive through?
Oh, yeah. That's been around for a while. It's got a lot of history.
Where we will be heading in 1 week's time, actually, for a nice series with the Marysville Gold Sox. It'll be a little homecoming for Mike Walker.
Mike, can I – you know, I love to always – what I like to ask the backstory about – tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you know, you're leading the Colt 45s, but tell us a little bit about your background. When you started to play ball, what got you interested, and what position did you play, kind of thing.
I've been playing my whole life. Little League up in it's actually Wimereka, which is 20 minutes east of Marysville, about halfway up to Grass Valley. Played Little League. Went to Marysville High School, was given a scholarship to go to University of the Pacific in Stockton, played with the Tigers for...
Nice school.
Yeah, good school. Good school.
Big Smoke came across the space because he's got some good memories of his college days. UOP.
I was just thinking about Stockton a little bit. You got to stay in the right areas. But
We're heading down to Stockton tomorrow, by the way, to pick up to the airport down there.
Yeah.
Pick up the grandkids. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So you had a scholarship to UOP. What were you playing then?
I was recruited as a catcher, moved to third base, was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers as a third baseman, and played for 4 or 5 years in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Played a little bit for Team Australia and the World Baseball Classic, and then... You know, and that was that. I was 26 years old and hit 225 in Double A, and they said, thanks for coming, and I said, thanks for having me.
Wow.
Got the rest of my life done.
I'm sorry, but I'm really interested in this because, you know, of course, one of my favorite movies is Bull Durham.
Yeah.
And which is probably one of the – I've read before, it's probably one of the best – one of the better sports movies ever made. Did that capture somewhat the minor leagues like that?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not as romantic as Bull Durham makes it out to be.
Susan Sarandon wasn't around waiting for
I didn't see Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
It's a business. It's a business. So they turn this – I mean, you know, if you're a player, you're a commodity. So you can be – you're wheeled and dealed and sent up and sent down. And
I'm a player – I'm the player that was to be named later.
Yeah, you were?
No, that was the line, right.
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's almost like in corporations, it's forget about the personality and it's about you're a number.
And
that gets hard. That's hard on a, I think psychologically, but in pro sports or any kind of sports organization, you start with learning at it from a very young age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's tough. It's a what have you done for me lately business. It's, and you can tell, you know, how well you have a job performance review every day. Just look at your statistics, you know how you're doing, and everything's fine if you're hitting 300, but if you're hitting 220, you kind of realize, oh boy.
And the difference between 300 and 220 is, what did he say?
About 20 chimp hits or something.
About 20 bloops that drop in
during
the season. Throughout the course of a season.
And it's that one that's an inch higher, the one that's an inch over to your right.
Exactly.
Great line. Now, when they pay you there, and I don't, you know, not to be personal about paying, but they sign you to a salary.
Right.
And a signing bonus probably, or sign.
Right.
Any signing. Do you get that salary, okay, and they put you a Double A, and then they move you around? Do you get keep that same salary as long as your contract is, or is it under the type of things where, okay, if you play here and you play this much, you get this much, but if you do these things, and they...
Well, so generally what happens is they'll sign you, they'll give you a signing bonus, and the signing bonus will be higher based on, you know, what round you were drafted in. So you got guys drafted in the first round, second round, that'll be making, you know, low seven figures. They'll get a signing bonus for $2, maybe $3 million. And then, or you could be like me and be a senior sign out of Pacific University in the 14th round, and you can get $2,500 as a signing bonus. So it's and then they'll stick you somewhere. Generally they send you to rookie ball, and you make $1,600 a month for the first year. Yeah, so you're not making a ton of money.
Do they provide places to sleep and all?
Oh yeah, they give you the hotels and they give you meals and whatnot, but it's not I mean, it's not – the minor leagues is not the dream like the big leagues is.
Yeah, it's not
still
the
a grind.
Yeah.
So you're not spending time in Seattle and San Francisco and Boston and New York. You're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and, you know, all these –
driving back and forth, yeah.
And so a lot of time on buses, a lot of time in Motel 6s. I wouldn't trade it, but it's not the big leagues.
Okay. Hey, we're here with – I'm sorry. We need to take a break.
Exactly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have more. I'd love to hear more in the back story of your life. Mike Walker is here, and we're talking about Colt 45s along with Nate Aberea. And it's just fascinating because what we see when we go out to Colt 45s are a lot of young men that are on the same kind of journey that you've been on, and then perhaps from there, you know, the big leagues. So yeah. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's forest camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabat. Good morning. It is 14 to 8 o'clock here. 85 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Veteran-owned business that if you've got a crack in your windshield or just a chip, head on down and see Jeff Wurst at 3208 Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. He does something nobody else does. He guarantees his work. If he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time. When he fixes it, he stands behind you. If for some reason it expands or anything happens, you just bring it back and Jeff makes it good. That's Jeff Wurst and Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Nate Aberea, our sports announcer and our sports authority here for KCNR 1460, and Mike Walker, who is the coach of the Colt 45s, and we're having a great year this year, 8-1 so far. in our league. And Mike, you're from the University of Pacific, you said.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to get a couple more. Is that what I heard?
Well, we have two guys, Joey Galino and Justin Giovannone, that are here with us already.
Italians.
Galino and Giovannone.
Oh, my
go.
God.
Just for you, Linda.
We'll sit there and we'll throw pizzas out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but those are some Italian names there, buddy.
Italian. We actually might get a couple more, too. We got possibly a Gio Brusa coming up and or possibly a Jed Sprague coming up as well. So we're plenty of Italians to go around, plenty of UOP guys. But, yeah.
What is it about UOP? Is it because their sports program? I mean, UOP is just a, you know, it's a fabulous college on many levels. They've got biology. They have some really interesting.
This is down in Sacramento, too.
Stockton.
Okay, that's
so
right.
Beautiful chapel. I've sung in that chapel before.
It's a beautiful campus. If you ever get a chance, I'd really recommend
checking out the campus. Cheerleading camp there.
We went to a wedding there, didn't we?
Yeah.
UOP? Uh-huh. This is the one that somebody told me, oh, yeah, one of the students there at UOP. Came there thinking it was going to be on the ocean.
Oh, yeah. University of Pacific.
They showed up and they went.
That's how they get all the Italians.
Where's the water? They go, well, what do you mean, where's the water? Pacific, University of Pacific.
It's a very well-rounded institution, without a doubt. We've actually had, for a number of years, we've had players from UOP who've come through the Colt 45s. And I love this year, we actually had Joey Galino as the player of the game the other night with a home run and a double. I think it was in Monday night's ball game. Mm. And his walk-up song, we always talk about these walk-up songs, how you get to know the players, is Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. And so he comes to the plate with that. Then I read his little bio in the program, mm-hmm. and I see he's a bioengineering major. And there. So he's into 1980s rock and roll and bioengineering, and he's a first baseman with some pop to left field. So talk about a well-rounded individual and a good representation of UOP, I'd say.
That's yeah, great. He's a really good kid. He's a smart kid, like you said, engineering major. So he's strange. I hope he's listening to this.
I like weirdos.
It was a fun interview post game. He was very well spoken, and one of the things that he pointed out, and why I wanted to bring this up, is the fact that he said, hey, it's a great connection to Colt 45's baseball for me having Mike Walker here and having someone where
Fantastic.
I get to walk into this place and I'm not, wondering who I'm around, what's going on, that little uncomfortable stage. Like, no, I've got familiar characters. I've got Giovannone. I've got my teammate. I've got a coach here who I know. And what that does to just open doors and get everybody on the cohesive page is really, really incredible.
And by the way, our chief of police is from Stockton, and he's Italian.
He probably knows. He's probably pretty good at his job. Then
he's really good at his job.
Probably arrested most of the team at least.
Chief Paletti. So, Mike, going back into the connection of
just a joke.
When you finally find at a stage in your life, I think this is for a lot of people. They want to know, like, maybe when they've retired or when your whole life you play ball, and you're still in ball. When you decide that you're going to be on this side of the game. Was that a transition for you that was easy, or how was that for you as an individual?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's different. It's different. I've been playing my whole life up until about a year ago, and so it's obviously you get to see things from the other side of it. Now I'm coaching, and I think one of the things that makes me somewhat of an effective manager is that I think I still think like a player a lot, so that a lot of the times I can kind of gauge pretty well what these players want and kind of what they need in certain situations. But at the same time, I'm not a player anymore, so it's kind of tough for me to, separate the two sometimes. But
your management now.
I know.
Yeah.
I got to write the lineup card out, and I got to manage playing time, and it's a different animal. It's also a lot of fun. It's a ton of fun. I really enjoy it. And it's different than anything I've done before. I didn't know if I was going to like it, and it turns out that I love it. So,
what are you? Is this something you like to? You're coaching the Colt 45s, but is this something you like to maybe go on and coach in high schools and universities and kind of work your way and stay within the organizations?
Yeah, if I could coach at the collegiate level, I think it's something that I definitely enjoy doing. If I could, especially one day, if I could work my way to a head coaching position. Other than that, I'm not sure I could go below the collegiate level. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not patient enough. That's just something that's my own fault. But
no, it's just your chemical makeup, and you know that about yourself, and that's a good thing to know about yourself. So
yeah.
You start to cut away what you know you can and you can't do, and you make the best of it, and you move on. So we're so excited to have you here in Reading. And the Colt 45's 8-1. Do you think we're not excited about that?
I hope we're excited about that. I hope the whole town's getting excited about it. We have a good group of kids. We really do. And they go out there, and they play hard, and they're talented kids.
You know, Mike, are there schools for coaching? In other words, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you go to – you know, you play, and then they bring, you know, then you, you know, you're coaching here at the 45s, and then say, you know, you're picked up by colleges, and maybe a hitting coach or a defensive coach or something, or when I say defense, you know, I mean, you know,
I don't know that there's schools. I don't know that there's schools, there's books. That's what I mean, we books, that's what we do. I know. If you want to talk about, so Pete Carroll went to University of the Pacific, so I just kind of come out of anywhere.
Hmm. So the, and are the coaches that are, outstanding stars. I mean, are there any coaches that were outstanding players also? Or were most of them just really good players but then had a really good head on their shoulders and all that?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think the best coaches were probably, and this is just my opinion, were probably catchers at some point. I think catchers make great managers eventually because they kind of grew up having to see the whole game. They kind of grew up as the end game, as kind of the player coach anyways. That's what you are as a catcher. So if you did that, I think you got a little bit of a head start. As far as the most talented guys, I mean, there's exceptions to the rule, but sometimes I believe that if you're an incredibly talented person, sometimes you have trouble relating to kids that struggle because maybe if you were
it's always been easy.
Right. Yeah. If it's always easy for you, then it's tough to relate to kids that struggle sometimes. So I don't know. I think maybe it's good to have a little bit of a happy medium, and maybe you weren't the best, maybe you weren't the worst, and you know what you're talking about, but, you know, maybe you weren't an all-star.
All right. So, Nate Abarrea, you're going to be announcing, doing the game, calling the games tonight. Tell us about what's happening.
The Solano Mudcats are in this evening.
The names.
You know, the rosebuds are gone. And it's, you know, it's really hard to work up an anger at the rosebuds.
Well,
you know, when were you going to yell, "Rosebuds, you suck"? No, I mean, you can't. Rosebuds.
Well,
I mean, they've already been sloganed out. You know,
a lot of people. These Mudcats. We played them a few years in a row. And they actually came in and swept a 2-game series last year. They're a pesky group, and they are named after a lot of people think. You know, like. Cats.
No,
they're
no,
actually
it's a fish.
Catfish. Oh, they're named after muddy little swampy
scrappy
lake catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So their actual logo that they have the little fish with the little whiskers on it.
Okay.
And, it's just a
scrappy group. Though,
they are, and they reflect. I love teams. I actually in seeing all these ball clubs. I love ball clubs that reflect their moniker, and I've seen very few that do it more. Than these Solano Mudcats. They play like a bunch of slimy catfish. They are
oh, that's
are
right. Let's just make sure they're listening to this to get them all fired.
Yeah, I'm sure they take it.
Yeah, Mike's going, "Thanks a lot, guys. Why don't you just say they're crummy players next?"
No, I would never ever say they're crummy players. No, they are a talented group, and I'm actually really looking forward to the next couple of weeks for the Colts here and actually getting to go on the road here with the Colts to Marysville next week, which is just such a great matchup. And I mean, we talk about Mike being from the Marysville Yuba City area. And Gold Sox games are just such an incredible experience. And a 4-game series down in Marysville. Then we come back in late June. Got the Humboldt Crabs coming in for our biggest rivalry of all. And it's just summer's kicking into full gear.
Oh,
these games
Fourth
are
of July.
Coming,
we've
coming
got a big,
fast
big, big
and
thing
heavy.
Going on 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
great, Nate. That's
so
exciting.
So the game starts tonight at 7
o'clock? Tune in tonight. Actually, get your tickets at ReadingColt45s.com. Bring your transistor radios and your smartphones with your headphones to the ballpark. Be a part of the whole experience with the radio broadcast with you there. If you can't get to the game, every single pitch right here on KCNR 1460 broadcast starts tonight at 7:05 p.m. and tomorrow at 7:05, and then Sunday series finale, which you guys will be at.
We'll be there Sunday night.
Sunday night series finale at 6:15. And if you have any little misters or nice little shade hats, I would suggest bringing them this evening. 109 at first pitch is going to be the
Well, it's Sunday. It's down to 102. So
it'll
be like
an easy day.
It'll be an easy day.
We're acting like it's 113 degrees out here.
Okay, we're here with with Mike Walker, who is a coach of the Colt 45s. Mike, it was a pleasure interviewing you because, you know, I kind of feel like the those young people, those young men, have got a good coach that cares about them.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And you know, let's keep this streak going here. 8-1. It's nice to finish up with. Do we go into like playoffs or anything, or all the kids go back to school?
We'll see how it works. I think the kids got to go back to school eventually. Right. So
that's okay. We'll just keep filling it in with you know, there's a lot of guys hanging out at the park. I understand just sleeping out there. So find out just how good a coach you are, huh?
Yeah, right.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to come back after the news with our friend Randall Hempley. We're going to talk about the hotel down at the Turtle Bay and much, much more. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. High drama on Capitol Hill at this hour, where the president is lobbying Democrats to support his fast-track trade authority.
The president making an unannounced trip here to Capitol Hill just hours before votes that could make or break his future trade policies. The stage is set for two crucial votes later today. First, on a measure to provide assistance to displaced workers. If that passes, the House then considers the fast-track trade authority bill. That gives the president authority that every modern president except Richard Nixon has had, the ability to negotiate trade deals that could only be voted up or down by Congress.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. GOP Congressman Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania, among the supporters of Fast Track.
Vote for TPA. Vote for American jobs. Vote for the United States of America to drive the global economy and continue to write the rules and not China.
And meanwhile, Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio speaking for many Democrats who oppose Fast Track.
More outsourcing of jobs. More lowered wages, more dropping benefits, more lower standards for worker safety and compensation and environment.
Also at SRNnews.com, prices at the wholesale level rose at the fastest pace in nearly 3 years in May. A closer look at that report from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Labor Department says its producer price index increased 0.5% last month, the biggest one-month gain since September 2012. The increase was paced by a sharp jump in the cost of gasoline, as well as a record increase in the price of eggs related to an outbreak of avian influenza. Core prices, which leave out energy and food, rose by just 0.1% in May.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Looking to the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average really struggling in early trading right now. It is down by about 140 points. It's coming off a 39-point gain yesterday. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The White House is accusing Senate Republicans of playing politics with cybersecurity legislation. Here's SRN's Greg Cluxton.
The announcement from Senate GOP leaders that they hope to add a cybersecurity measure to a large defense bill was not received well here at the White House.
We take a pretty dim view of that approach, to be blunt about it. The fact is, we want the Senate to pass cybersecurity legislation, not play games with it.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama has already threatened to veto the defense bill. The cybersecurity measure has bipartisan support. The defense bill itself is more controversial. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Republican leaders in Iowa have agreed to end the state's straw poll. It is because of decreasing interest from presidential hopefuls and questions about its relevance. The straw poll began in 1979 and has been held every summer before a contested presidential caucus. For years, it had been considered an early but unreliable test of a campaign's strength. This is SRN News. Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced a bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks.
The South Carolina Republican senator and GOP presidential hopeful tells reporters he wants to spur a debate on the issue of abortion, even if the bill itself may not get through the Senate and might not be signed by President Obama. Senator Graham says in his words, "Here's what I will predict. Over time, we will win." A bill banning abortions after 20 weeks was passed by the House last month, and 10 states currently have 20-week abortion bans. But a federal appeals court last month struck down a similar ban in Idaho. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
A measure that allows some court officials to refuse to perform so-called homosexual marriages because of their religious beliefs became law in North Carolina on Thursday, with the state house voting to override the governor's veto of that bill. The Senate had already voted to override the veto. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on June the 12th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda. And I guess, you know, it's going to be kind of a cool day today.
Well, good morning. Yes, of course. It's cool. Currently 88 degrees. I guess that's the coolest part of the day so far this morning. But we are going to be at 109 degrees today. That's our highs. Tonight will be 71, but it is 0% precipitation today.
Or
but
tomorrow or the next
we're
day.
We're looking to about 10 miles per hour wind. Now, yesterday was really amazing. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, but speaking about the slight wind, it was nice yesterday. We went to the Special Olympics golf tournament, and we played with the group yesterday. It was called Media Day out at the Riverview Country Club, and we had such a really nice, and we appreciate all the sponsors that came out. Curtis Byron had invited us, and we played with the golf pro out there and some of the
yeah,
kids.
Bill and Maddie
she
and
was
Marty.
Great.
Yeah, Maddie was just spectacular.
Maddie and Marty, right. And we had a really nice time, so thank you for inviting us, and it was a very special day. But there was wind in the air, of course, and we were playing with some of the wind, and it's interesting, as your golf, when you were playing golf, how the wind can you change your clubs due to the wind, right, Carl? I mean, you're much more advanced than
I
would ever be.
Yeah, it makes no difference what club I change, but but you are supposed to. Yeah.
So 10 miles per hour of wind today, and then as we go through Saturday, 105, Sunday 102, Monday's 100 prediction of the highs, and then Tuesday 104. So, again, keep yourself hydrated and keep your animals inside the house. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they are a veteran-friendly and owned business. 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Now has Dreyer's Ice Cream by the Scoop. And root beer floats or any other kind of soda you'd like. And not only that, has over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 different types of beers, 350 liquors and wine choices, daily specials under $5, and barbecue every Friday. So you head on down and get your barbecue for the weekend at Mighty Fine Foods. And now you get a free 7-pound bag of ice with any 18-pack beer or larger. They've got everything you need for your outdoor needs, and it comes to barbecuing. It's locally owned and operated, and it's under the original ownership. Your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, located at 299 in Deschutes, right there in Bella Vista. A great place. We've been in there so many times, and it has everything you could possibly want.
Our guest this morning, we're so excited. We have become very fond of this gentleman. He is a big leader in our community and a friend and somebody that we admire. Good morning to the show, Randall Hepling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How'd you like that introduction?
That's great.
You like that?
I like when you say big leader, because on the radio I have a big voice.
Well, you know, it's the Randall used to be the CEO out at Shasta Regional. and has now...
Former.
I said used to be. And the and is the chairman of Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay Board.
And I know we want to talk about health care and these because this is a lot of important things that are coming up like this. But I think we need to have some time to talk about Turtle Bay.
Sure.
Of course, the hotel... Yeah, sorry, honey.
Well, because we were going to talk about that. Before we go into the hotel, let's give – I would like to do an announcement. In fact, we talked about this, Randall. Very, very exciting announcement about this monolithic piece of art. This Saturday, they're holding a dedication for the public art installation Earthstone.
Yeah, Earthstone, and it is beautiful. It is really a piece of work.
I'll tell you, and it is – the Colleen Berry is the local artist who has created it. It's going to be dedicated to the late Don Ostriker.
Right. I think that's correct pronunciation.
And he was the former vice president of Citizens Utilities and was commissioned by Lawrence Dillon. Dedication is this Saturday at between 6 and 7:30. Here's the beautiful part of this is the most incredible sculpture, you guys. It is – I don't even – it's very – it's just – it's on large scale.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
And second, you can sit there and just look at it and think about it, and you'll see so many different things in it and walk around it, and you'll see different things. You could spend a couple of hours just sitting there gazing at it and
which I
good.
Did. I took a walk with my girlfriend, and we said, well, let's just walk over the bridge to Turtle Bay. So then we went into the botanical gardens, and here was this huge piece of the sculpture, but everything in it, you could see it's indigenous of Shasta County. You have that's why we were talking about the fact that it's made with pebbles, it's made with tile, it's made with
stone. It's everything that's coming. Well, most all of it comes from the area. The things,
right? So you have your animals, your critters, your like again the sky, the bridge. I mean, it's all in this thing, and again, it's almost like seeing something in 3D. You have to go in and out and around, and it's just really breathtaking. And it's something that we didn't know about. We took this walk and went, oh my gosh, that's just something you could sit and look at for hours. So anyway, here it is, the dedication of it. It's called Earthstone. And again, they're going to have some music out there, and you want to go, you definitely want to go see this, you guys. And you just have to walk out there. It's for free across the bridge, and you go into the botanical gardens, and that's Saturday. If you can't make that, then I just want to tell you about this incredible piece of art. And so these are the beautiful things that Turtle Bay does.
These are the things that sometimes go unnoticed that get added, like the new pavilion that's been the Dillard pavilion that's been put over there. And it's just an amazing piece of work.
We talked about things that are going on this weekend as far as the kids and things going like that. We're here with Randall Hempling, who is the chairman of the board at Turtle Bay. Is that the right terminology?
That's Board of Trustees.
Board of Trustees. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take an early break so we have more time to talk a little bit about some things that are happening at Turtle Bay. But then we want to get into care costs that are going on here, healthcare, and
exciting things that are being managed here in the North State,
and numerous other things because if anybody is in touch with what's going on in the business and all this around town and in this area, it's Randall Hempling.
He's got his fingers in it.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, John Bastiani and his beautiful wife started this business 6 years ago. During a hard recession, as everybody knows, and he's made a success of it. And how? Customer service, having everything that a shooter would need. That includes pistols, long guns, shotguns, and all the shooting accoutrements that go along with it. Plus, they are some of the finest gunsmiths you're going to find in California at work at Bastiani Arms. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur, or give them a call at 222-8222 and go in and find out just what kind of guns they have and if those are the kinds. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they will find it for you. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack.
pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Use your poker skills. Put your cards into play and play your way to victory.
Go deep and take them down
in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 13th at 10 a.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on June 13th. Price pool based on 100 participants. Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better on the river.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, June the 12th. 88 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. Did I say 109? Yes. Don't leave anything in your car that you don't want to lose. In other words, dogs, cats, kids, old people, young people, anything that can explode in there, you know, if it gets hotter and hotter, like in any type of aerosols and all those kind of things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Espresso Joe's. It's not just coffee at Espresso Joe's. Cold drinks, any type of cold drink you can possibly imagine they can serve up there. Iced coffee, iced tea, plus all types of brews and drinks there at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, and a walk-in humidor that is just second to none. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, our guest is Randall Hempling, who is now the chairman of the board at Turtle Bay, and plus a number of other things he is doing in town here. But We talked about an exhibit there. Let's talk about the hotel.
Okay.
I mean, this has been a has been a major story, a major point throughout the last year, and it's getting close.
It's getting very close. We have planned groundbreaking on or about July the 1st. I'm going to meet with Mike right after our show this morning and go over some details on that. We're still on track for that. Turns out there are 62 different agreements that have to be signed and countersigned by Combination of the City, the McConnell Foundation, and then Turtle Bay back to McConnell Foundation. All of these different things have to be ticked and tied before we can do a groundbreaking. So it's it might be a week or so around that, but right now it's going to be in July.
McConnell owns the land, but you all control it.
They don't own the land yet. They will. I mean,
but when they do, but you control it.
We absolutely control it. We have exactly the same control as we had when the city owned it.
Okay. Yeah. So there's, you know, and which was, it's very difficult to get across to some people.
I know. It's
and I don't know if, I don't know if it ever will. I've been in debates when same thing kept coming up, and I thought, I don't know how else to say this.
There's a very kind of mean statement that you can say sometimes to people. You know, I can explain this to you, but I can't comprehend it for you. So it's not much fun to try to get it across. But it's
got across to a lot of people.
At some point, there's just an issue of trust. You have to look at the people that, you know, like Arch Pugh, that's been on our board forever, and Janice Cunningham and the other folks that work hard at this. And you just you either trust us or you don't trust us. And we don't get anything out of this. We get nothing but joy from what happens at Turtle Bay and the things we're able to do for the community.
One of the things is that, and there's, you know, some people that's associated with it that are lightning rods. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the main reason.
I really
believe that was the main reason.
And it created a lot of angst for that individual. But the board, you're talking about Mike Warren. Mike does a wonderful job as the CEO there. He really does that. All the other things are or history, baggage, whatever you want to call them, and they predate my experience with Mike.
Mine too. Yeah. But that was one of the reasons. Anyway, hotel's going to start.
Yep.
And how many rooms?
130. It's going to be the smallest. This is one of those unique things. You know, people talk about we're the biggest and the best and the baddest. It's going to be the smallest Sheraton 4-star hotel that is part of Starwood. That's how much they wanted to be here.
Yeah.
Because smaller means less revenue, means less money for the company, all of these types of things. And they've stuck with us this almost 6 years now.
80,000 rooms. I mean, 80,000 cars. 80,000 rooms. Huh. 80,000 cars go past these exits every day.
Yep.
Maybe more now.
That's right.
And this is an easy exit off, easy exit back on again to get on the freeway.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to this being a huge success.
I think it's going to be magnificent.
As other hotel people have said that are here in town, there may be initially a little downturn, but it helps everybody.
Yeah.
And there's reasons that there's hotels being built around here.
Yeah, those companies don't come in and say, let's put in a hotel so that we can lose money.
Just because it seems like a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can understand, you know, when you've got a McDonald's, or at least it used to be, you had a McDonald's and Burger King would run right over there and stick one there or whoever it was. Good location, and McDonald's has already done all the, all the work.
All the research has been done. Yeah.
So I'm just looking forward to this to happen. I realize there's been a great deal of angst by everybody, but, you know, everybody, it's time to get over that. See what we can do to make it work here. Restaurant, meeting facility, all that.
Yeah, it's going to have a meeting facility, bridal garden. It's going to have all of these types of things. The really cool thing with the restaurant, the patios are going to be dog friendly. I've been trying to talk to a couple of the restaurants in town that have patios that could have allowed dogs in, but you know, there are a lot of dog lovers in this community, and you'll be able to go over, walk across the bridge, go have a cup of coffee or have your breakfast right there in the restaurant.
Or on the patio.
Sit out on the patio with your dog. And,
you know, though, I'm telling you what, Randall, for me.
We're not cat friendly. It's not cat friendly, but it's dog friendly.
Oh, no. That just started That just started it right there. Hey, you know, that's the funny thing is that it's getting to be, though, anymore with service animals that almost every place seems to be getting to be dog friendly, and you can just come in.
Well, from experience in healthcare, they're a lot cleaner than kids.
Well, or doctor's ties.
Yeah, doctor's ties or stethoscopes,
And speaking, okay, let's get into some healthcare things here. One more thought on Turtle Bay is that $80
oh,
for a year for you and your family.
Family of four.
A family of four. And then you can bring in extra people, I think, too.
Yep.
And they don't have to be your own kids.
Nope.
And you can go there for $80, and there's no extra fees no matter what Turtle Bay brings in there.
Yep.
There's no extra fee.
We had those little ramped up fees for years and decided, you know, that's
a bad
off-putting.
Idea. Yeah, it is.
You charge somebody $15, $16, but if they really want to see what they came to see, it's $2 more.
Yeah.
So we said, no, let's do away with that. So we did, and it's worked out just fine.
The only extra cost associated with going to Turtle Bay now is when you go to the
Parrot Playhouse,
and the Lorikeets, is that to buy the dollar to get a little cup of nectar, then they come over and swarm you.
Yeah,
which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And the grandkids are coming this weekend.
If you're ever feeling low, that's what you do.
If you want to feel loved. If you don't have a dog, go over to that, do the Lorikeets, and hold up a little cup of nectar. You'd be surprised. The love that comes all
in
over
the butterfly house, too.
In the butterfly house.
Yeah, where if you wear dark clothing into a butterfly house, don't swat them when they land on it.
Please. Okay. Healthcare.
Yeah.
You are a healthcare professional. You've been running. You've run the Shasta Regional Medical Center plus other medical centers.
Yes.
And there's still, I think, a consultant in helping get them started and all that.
Well, I'm available to the company if they need me. And to my great joy, they have not needed me for the last several months, and I'm tickled to death. You know, it's still a growing company. If they do need me, I help them. They're a wonderful company to work for. It's Prime Healthcare.
Prime Healthcare. Okay. So what about the healthcare? I know you wanted to talk
about things. What I wanted to talk about was what's called Partnership Health Plan. Now, Partnership Health Plan is the Medi-Cal managed care, not-for-profit. It's a county-organized health system for the whole North State. I want to give you some history, and this is what makes it important and shows the power of the North State if we really use it, as opposed to just sit back and whine about, you know, the state doesn't care about us and they just take our money and these kinds of things. About, 6 years ago when I got here, a group of people in town, primarily healthcare professionals, the two hospitals, the community health centers, and the other area health centers, got together because we had a big severe problem with mental health. We still do, as a matter of fact. But we had this problem with mental health and people being dropped off at the hospital, what are called 5150s, and not being able to manage it. So we started meeting on a regular basis around that issue, and that expanded over time to taking on all health issues. About the same time, in 2011, the governor put out a mandate that all Medi-Cal throughout the state in the rural areas would now be under managed care, which is like an HMO, like Kaiser or something like that, whereas before it had all been fee-for-service. And fee-for-service in Medi-Cal is a disaster. And what I mean by that is that the patient, the client, gets a disservice because a lot of doctors wouldn't take Medi-Cal. They were on their own to seek out their care. And what they ended up doing in almost every case is getting really sick and then going to the hospital emergency room. And then perhaps being admitted to the hospital. This is where all the high costs are.
And this is when because doctors would not take Medi-Cal patients.
Yeah, they wouldn't take them individually, and Medi-Cal patients didn't manage themselves very well because there was no communication, nothing holding them together, no healthcare home, if you will, to help manage their care. And
why weren't doctors taking Medi-Cal?
It was very low paying. It continues to be low paying, but I'm going to tell you part of what we do about that in terms of partnership.
But see, and this is what people – this is all part of changes that have to be made, is that a doctor who has to make X amount of dollars –
right,
because the costs are constantly going up, and even the administrative costs are going up. That he has to, if he has to see 20 patients a day, just to, you know, or 10 patients a day to pay the overhead, and then two more for, or 20 patients a day to pay the overhead. I mean, these guys are up to 25, 30 patients a day. And then when you throw in Medi-Cal, which does not, if he had 50 Medi-Cal patients a day, he wouldn't pay his bills.
Right.
So where do they fall? They fall at the very end.
Yeah.
And same, you know what? You're seeing them do a lot of the same things with Medicare. They don't take Medicare, or they make you pay up front because it's so slow.
Yeah.
And so we're in a crisis right here through this, but it sounds like we're getting ready to make some changes.
Well, the changes have already begun to occur.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break here then, and so we can start talking about that when we get back, so we don't have to interrupt here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It's 8:28 in the morning, 88 degrees out there, and our guest is Randall Hempler.
We'll be right
summer
back after these messages.
Summer is on us at
Reading Kia
with 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas. And Kia Motors will make your first 3 monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first 3 monthly payments. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Free Fire Radio here. It's 8:32 in the morning, and it's 88 degrees out there, heading up for 109. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Huge, 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 great haircuts. I don't know why I'm saying huge, but they're great, great haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. There's a veteran-owned business. Yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway off of Athens. Great place. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You got an announcement, huh, buddy?
It's going to be hot.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the announcement.
Oh, you're there.
What's
you're there.
Yes,
what's...
we're all here. What's the announcement?
We're all there. That makes my heart happy. Anyway, I have a great announcement here. We are having a huge, huge rummage sale at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonneview Road.
Right now?
Right now. It is huge. We have computer stuff. We have a good friend who's brought over some office furniture. He's donated from his business. We have just all kinds of fantastic stuff, computer stuff, lots of good things. Everything needs to go. It's in the Fellowship Hall. At Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonneview Road, and the room is packed.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, lots of goodies.
Make sure you call Dave and Ernie tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, we will. That's good. I'm glad you reminded me of that. So, things have been going fast and furious here in a good way, but just...
Okay.
How long will you be doing the big sale today?
Oh, good question. Usually till about 3, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
And then I would say tomorrow probably, you know, 2, 3 o'clock, something like that.
Everything's gone.
Yeah, everything needs to go.
All right. Okay, Terry.
Well, thanks, Terry.
A lot. That's
that
the, on you too.
That's the
thanks.
Destiny Fellowship on South Bonneview.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Big
thanks a lot, Terry.
Today. Great.
All right. Okay. Our guest is Randall Hempling, chairman of the board at Turtle Bay, but he used to be
et cetera.
He used to be the director of at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yep.
And we're talking healthcare, and we're talking about how up here in Shasta County in Northern California, up here, we've actually taken steps to help our people.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. But as I said, a group of us were getting together. Then the governor says everything's got to be managed care. So we did. Instead of just caving into the governor, and here's what the state wanted to do. They wanted to take all the Medi-Cal money and then give it to Blue Cross or to a company called Centene and let them manage health care. They just wanted to write a check. That's all the state cares about is money. They really don't. I mean,
yeah, that's all they care
They talk
about
care for people, but they're too big to individualize and see the client or see the patient. So they just write checks. And they wanted an easy thing to do. So you just give it to Blue Cross and then they create something. Well, we wanted to do it differently. In a couple of places in the state, there's what's called a COES model, County Organized Health System, where the county governments actually contract with each other to provide the services and then contract with the state to do that. Well, we decided we could do that up here. And it wasn't just Shasta County. We got all the counties around us. And this is north of it's everything north of Tehama. It does not include Tehama and Butte, but it's everything north of Tehama, and over to the coast, Humboldt and Del Norte counties, Trinity. We're all in this together. Our county supervisors, led primarily by Dave Kehoe, who was on our group. We meet every month on Friday at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you know it's a dedicated group that will do that at the end of the week. So,
is there a free breakfast associated with
it? There is a free breakfast.
Well,
yeah, and it goes between the 6 months it meets at Mercy, 6 months it meets at Shasta Regional.
But okay.
It's always well attended. It's usually 18 to 20 people there. Well, we decided we could run this thing, or we could contract. And what we wanted to do was contract it with a group called Partnership Health Plan, which had been operating for almost 20 years down in Sonoma County and other areas, and doing a masterful job of this, of taking care of the patients, working well with the providers, and managing it locally with commissioners that are named by the counties.
Okay.
So we go to the governor, we go then, and the then head of managed care says, no, we want to do it this other way. So we did what we call political with them. So we went to Jim Nielsen.
You went political on them.
Yeah. So we went to Jim Nielsen and we went to others, pointing out that these COES models are much more efficient. They get better results. The clients are better cared for. And the overhead costs are less. And it's hard to argue with those actual facts that were out there and proven. So they did an exception, and they allowed our seven counties, new counties, to join with Partnership Health Plan 2 years ago. Each of the counties has a certain number of commissioners that are named by the counties to that board. There are 32 commissioners to manage the – I think there are 12 counties now in the system – or 13 counties in the system.
Uh-huh.
Shasta County is fortunate that we have four of the commissioners that are on there. All of the other counties have at least one. But here's the unfortunate thing. We have four because it's based on the number of Medi-Cal clients in the county.
Okay, so it's fortunate we have four commissioners. It's unfortunate we have so many Medi-Cals.
We have so many Medi-Cal. So many people here are dependent on Medi-Cal. 57,000 people in Shasta County.
You know what? When you say 57,000 people in Shasta County, which only has 100 and
about 185,000,
so a third?
Uh-huh. 37.5% of the
37.5%
for their health care
are dependent on Medi-Cal, which means you get Medi-Cal because of poverty, right?
It's income levels. Yeah.
Income levels.
They don't have and they don't have a employment. Sometimes they're employed, let's say McDonald's or some of the, all the service industry people, most of them do not have health insurance.
Right.
So they fall into that category. So here's what happens. We form, we get this thing together, then we start literally managing it. And here's what's happened that's different here than other parts of the state. Medi-Cal, the governor and the legislature 2 years ago or 3 years ago mandated a 10% cut in Medi-Cal across the board. Already the lowest paying of all states other than Mississippi for Medicaid services, already the lowest, mandated a 10% cut. Within partnership, what happens with partnership is the bolus of money comes from the state and they say, have a nice day, manage it, take care of it. We absorbed that 10%. Nobody in the North State took that 10% cut. We absorb that within the program. The other thing is, and I gave you a warning about this. I wanted you to read this because this is the fine print. Look at here at the number, the overhead number, the overhead costs for managing $1.7 billion. What is the administrative cost for our organization?
You see, if you're looking at actual, it's 3.62. The budget month is 3.55. The actual year-to-date, 3.32%. And the budget year-to-date, 3.78. So all of it's well under 4%.
Yeah, our goal is 4%. The state allows 7%.
So, well, then how do we do that? How are we doing that?
Well, we do that because we manage it locally. We look at it. We have a finance committee, and I'm privileged to be on that finance committee, as well as Dave Jones. There are 7 people on the finance committee of the organization, 2 of them from Shasta County. And we're conservative people, and we really watch it. There's no wasting of money. There's no, you know, you don't add on a cost because you've got extra money. You don't pay the super huge salaries. These people went before we started 3 years ago. The people in the organization went 2 years without a raise because they really are that dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nice things that goes unheralded by our economic development people is we put an office here in Reading. The other thing we did, we wanted the service close to the providers and to the clients and patients.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an office here in Reading, and there's an office over in Eureka in Humboldt County. The office here presently has 92 employees. We have to get a new building because we're adding new services that we're able to provide, and we're going to go probably up to about 120 employees. These are good paying. I mean, they're service industry jobs, but they're good paying jobs. All of them paying greater than $15.
57,000. Shasta County residents,
right.
A third, over a third, 37%.
Yeah,
but here's Medi-Cal.
Here's what's different.
And
than
it's
system.
A one point what billion dollars?
$1.7 billion. Not just in Shasta County.
Right, it's in the 13 counties, or
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, 13 counties.
So these 13 counties, but that's still,
it's a lot of money.
Billion here, billion there.
Yeah, it's almost like a lot of money when you add
so
it up.
The other
thing
remarkable.
That's happened that's really good. Is there's been a thing over the years called intergovernmental transfer of monies. And what happens is Shasta County and other counties put some money together. They send it to the state. The state matches it with their money. Then they get some money from the feds, and they send it back. Well, historically, it was X dollars. I don't remember what the X dollars are.
Mm-hmm.
But because now it comes through the health plan,
right.
And because we don't take any administrative costs over it,
mm-hmm.
Shasta County this year is getting $2.4 million more than they've gotten before. It was called headroom money, but that's the difference between what they used to get and what they get now. And that's mm-hmm. all being programmed. Danelle Ewert, who's who's the head of the department down here at the county, he's also on the board of Partnership Health Plan. And those monies come back through the plan, and they have to be designated in 2 or 3 areas, or we don't approve it. I mean, we get to approve how the mm-hmm. county uses it, although we're still county people. But we're approving it based on that it meets the needs in access and behavioral health. And you probably have heard all of our problems in this county in terms of behavioral health.
No, mental health is just...
Yeah. And Danelle,
the facilities, the amount of people that have it.
Well, Danelle has gotten more money, and he's programmed it, and he's put it in there, and it was in the budget that he presented county.
Maybe
to
we need
supervisors
to get,
the other day.
We need to get Danelle in here.
Yeah, get him in here, because he's done a really good job with that.
Well, we need to talk about the mental health. I mean, right now, you're reading all these articles and talking to the sheriff, is that, our jail... probably you could probably argue 100% of the people in jail have got mental problems, but really bad mental problems.
Well,
those up in the 60s.
It impacts the hospitals tremendously because you get with a 51-50. These are not bad people. These are people that have illness. And our problem is that if you take them to the hospital, think, oh, they have an illness, take them to the hospital, but they're not mental hospitals.
Yeah, and it takes beds, and then you end up in jail. And it's,
beds
they're
security.
Not
a, they have to have security there with them. And you can't care for them, so it's a double problem.
So what we're saying here is that Shasta County actually became very progressive in this, and maybe progressive is not the right word, but took the initiative to manage the health care and kept the cost down by millions.
Right.
And have ended up helping not only hiring more people to work in this,
but
also bringing more services to our people.
And that's the fun part, too, because we have flexibility in some of the use of these monies. So we have actually put out now $700,000 in grants that are applied for to bring new doctors and providers into the community. And we have brought into the area right now 6.
that six are new doctors.
Not necessarily to Shasta County. Remember, we're serving 14 counties in total, but in the rural areas, we've gotten six, and this all started just last year. And what we do is we go, if somebody's trying to bring a doctor in, we're not going to fund it. We're not going to pay the doctor.
Right.
But there might be that little extra thing that helps, like help them with some of their relocation costs or help some little bonus or something.
Well, I just saw in the paper today another doctor retiring.
Indigenous
practice, and you see a lot of those that, and they're urging people to start looking for another doctor.
Yeah,
and you know, and you see, you know, and I think we've lost. How many have you heard that we've lost here in the last year?
It's been since I've been here about 25,
and since you've been we've been here about the same
6 years.
Yeah. 6 years and 25, and I know that it's just at a certain point. You know, this is going to really start impacting us, but bringing six in, maybe this is a way of handling that.
Well, I do want to talk about how we pay the doctors differently than they used to be paid and why it's better.
Well, then we need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wind River Casino and Resort, and where Linda Bott with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds is going to be playing on July 2nd. And if you missed the June show, you missed a rock and roll, raucous night of blues and jazz and rock and roll that night.
Well, this July 2nd, 243-3377, we know that there's going to be a lot of 4th of July events, but this is Thursday, July 2nd. Wanted to let you know that we're going to have Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontes on drums, and my special guest is Joe Larson, who's a trombonist. We're going to be doing, there'll be a little Dixieland, some stuff going on with some patriotic music, and of course our jazz that we do every single night, every time that we're there. The menu, things are just really going so well. So come join us. It's a wonderful night. You can dance, you can drink and enjoy really good steak and lobster and a special menu called Romance on the River. And it's just nice to really be with our friends and have everybody just smile
relax
and have a great time.
You can bring wine there. You can do it all. Elements Lounge. And give them a call at 243-3377, a non-smoking area of Wind River. We'll be right back after these messages. Charles, please hang on until we get to the other side of this. Our guest, Randall Hemplin. We're talking about Medi-Cal up here in Northern California and how people here, a group of 20 and 14 different counties, have decided to take the initiative and get their arms around the cost of Medi-Cal, considering that over a third of the residents of Shasta County are on Medi-Cal, and how to save money, how to provide more jobs, how to bring more doctors into our area here. They should be saluted for this. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Good morning. I say good morning. It's 88 degrees out there. It only feels like it's 85. It's going up to 109.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. It's going to go up to 109 today. Only feel like 106.
As Randall was saying, as he's looking at his computer about Texas and Florida.
Texas and Florida.
It's 82, but it feels like 86. So.
So I guess we got it good here, right?
It's no dry heat.
A dry heat. Our guest is Randall Hempling, and we're talking healthcare here in Northern California. We're going to talk about a few other things too, but let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
This is a new development just happened literally minutes ago.
All right.
And Congressman LaMalfa, in an interview on another station, we won't name the station, announced his support for not only Fast Track, but also for the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I thought he probably would, because I just got something in the emails from his people with talking about that. And we're going to talk about that Monday with the different parts of that. And Senator or Congressman LaMalfa will be on next Thursday.
Oh, good.
So we can ask him about that.
I mean, TPP is as bad a deal as one could possibly conceive.
Well, there's a lot of parts to the TPP that still have to happen, according to it.
And if anybody looks at that and says, and then comments specifically on anything they've read, they get threatened with prison time.
Oh, come on!
As what happened with Senator Jeff Sessions.
Did they threaten to put him in prison?
The TPP.
They're going to put him in. Do you think they're going to put the senator in prison?
No. Well, the U.S. Trade Representative is threatening to file a criminal complaint.
Yeah. You know, this whole thing is.
There are provisions purportedly in that document having to do with illegal aliens, expedited amnesty, etc.
Yeah, but
five chapters have anything to do with trade.
Okay, but according to the stuff that they're handing out, or at least it's in the trade agreement, there is nothing in there that addresses illegal immigration, and I mean, it doesn't touch it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens when this comes out. But I can't wait to talk to Congressman LaMalfa next week, and I expect you to give us a call. So thanks.
We'd be much better off to say no to a bad deal, even if it's got a few good components to it,
than to commit
ourselves to something that we have no way of backing out of.
Well, that's not exactly true, because they can. Once this thing comes out, they've got 90 days to pass it or not. So anyway, but that's a different subject, and we're going to talk about it next week. So thanks, Charles. Okay, Randall Hempling is our guest, and we've been talking the healthcare cost and how Shasta County has gotten their arms around it, and that we're keeping the cost at 3.7%.
Yep, the administrative cost.
Administrative cost, much less than the 7% that's allowed by California, which is helping more people. It's adding more jobs.
Right.
And to our area there to help take care of the 57,000 people in Shasta County that need Medicaid.
Yeah, our biggest problem up here is access. Is having enough doctors, and as I pointed out, we're trying to help with that. But the difference between the old Medi-Cal and the new Medi-Cal, if you will, managed by our group, mm-hmm. is that the the physicians, primarily the primary care physicians, instead of getting fee for service and waiting for a patient to come in and make an appointment, they are capitated. And capitated means simply this. Let's say you're Dr. Carl, and I come to you and say, will you take 200 of our clients? Just will you take these 200 people? And then I'm going to pay you a PMPM, per member per month amount of money. And you agree that you're going to take care of them for your services, your services only, and you're going to manage them well. And if you manage them well, meaning you're going to use our formulary for drugs, that's a big cost savings, because it used to be that more than 50% of the cost were these brand name drugs, and we got them to go generic with no problems, mm-hmm. to up to about 85% to 90%. That saved a boatload of money. And if you will agree to do that, not only will we capitate you, but at the end of the year, actually twice a year, you will receive bonuses based upon your managing these patients' care, particularly those with chronic diseases. Now, recall, before, people couldn't get in. So you got somebody who's a brittle diabetic, and they just keep showing up in the emergency room for high cost to the plan, but low revenue to the hospitals, because they were only paying the hospitals about 6 cents on the charge dollar. So hospitals were losing money, and the plans were spending more money. It was ridiculous, and the people were not having their care managed. That is what's changing, and that's the joy that I'm finding, because I'm the client. I feel like a client advocate. I'm on there as a community representative, not as a hospital representative, because I'm retired. I don't represent the hospitals. I abhor hospitals. I think everybody should stay out of the hospital if they can. I mean, that's where bad things happen. Mm. You go in there because you're sick, so don't get sick. So let's help you stay well. You know, that's where I am right now in my life, my career, and we're doing it up here, and now we've become zealots, and we're going to try to bring the other counties. There were 28 counties that were brought into the mm-hmm. Medi-Cal managed care, and our seven are doing it our way, the COES model, and the others are all doing it with Blue Cross and this other, and it's not near as good.
As long as our people being taken care of.
That's the whole idea. These are 57,000 people who need care. And because of circumstances, a lot of it beyond their control, they don't have the income.
The idea being, of course, is as our economy gets stronger.
Yep, that's the whole idea.
And all those things is that you're going to have less and less people in there. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to cut it back by a third or two-thirds?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anything else on this before we go to another subject?
Whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, there's a lot of things I'd like to talk about. You know what? It doesn't surprise me that Congressman LaMoffitt voted on it because of the I got some information yesterday sent out by his office explaining a lot more about the TPP.
Well, keep in mind, all of the other countries that are partners to this are already doing the things that are in there and taking advantage of us at this very moment. If you think shipping jobs overseas hasn't already occurred, you've been blind. I mean, I just got back from China. The whole coast is lined with shipping cartons.
We've been shipping jobs. At some point, at what point do we reach where we don't manufacture anything?
Yeah, if we can become.
I mean, we've lost the ability to manufacture so much at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, are we giving up the rest of it?
Yeah, I
want to ask Congressman Lamont for that because, we talk about jobs. Oh, this will bring jobs. Well, I'm not sure how that works. You know, when we did the thing with NAFTA or whatever it is with Mexico. Oh, yeah, but and so now we've got Mexican trucks driven by Mexican drivers all through the United States, and that wasn't supposed to happen.
Look what happened with our car deals. You know, a lot of us are driving cars that are supposedly made in foreign countries. You know, whether it be Toyota, Honda, most of those are now made in the United States.
Absolutely. I think that's part of the deal.
That's what happens in these types of reciprocal deals.
So, that it produces jobs. But a lot of them.
That would be the plan. And if it doesn't, you fix it. You change your mind.
See, the people don't realize is that when this thing comes out, when everything, all of those secret agreements all have to come out, and Congress has got 90 days to act on it, they can still kill this thing.
Yeah.
This isn't just because it goes across this time. It does not mean it can't be killed later. But
it's really confusing people because you have President Obama in favor of it and the Republicans in favor of it.
But the Democrats are against it.
Wow.
Unions. That's the unions.
Right. The unions are against it, but then you've got some Republicans are against it. I mean, and they actually said Obama's being pretty personal out there going out to the softball game or whatever they do with their baseball. Hey, got a few minutes left. You are people don't realize this, but Randall Hemplin is a gambler.
No.
It's the wrong word.
Yeah.
I play poker.
You play poker.
I like that you just clarified that.
Yeah. It's not a gambler. I play poker.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. It's like a sport.
It is. Yeah. It's classified as a sport.
And you're going to
it's classified as a game of skill in most courts as opposed to a game of luck.
Well, I can understand that. And you are going to the World Series of Poker.
Yeah. I go every year.
When is that?
Well, I go actually go the World Series. Most people think it's that big, great, big event where you pay $10,000.
Yeah.
It's actually 63 different events that go on for 6 weeks in Las Vegas, and I play in the seniors event. And obviously, because I'm old enough.
Because you're older than 40.
Yeah, I'm older than 40. I played in the seniors. I played last year. I went for what's called deep. I went deep last year. Did well. And
what does that mean? Go deep.
I made the money.
Okay.
There were about 4,500 individuals that played in this, all over the age of 50.
Okay.
And they pay the top 10%. So 460 people or so got paid, and I came in 136th.
Wow.
So
okay.
I made a little money on that one.
So is this like what you see on TV? Does it go for days and days?
Yeah, days. Days.
Do you get to go to bed?
You do. But okay. it's very, very tired. When I was finished, I went out at the 19th level. That's after playing 19 hours of poker. Not straight through. 11 the first day and, you know, eight the second.
That's still, I mean, because you have to concentrate all
the time. That is a game of skill.
If you make one big mistake and you're out.
There you go. And you can do everything right and?
You can do everything correctly and
still lose.
And I played, last year I played, I reviewed everything that I did and I played as good as I thought I could play.
Thank you, Randall Hempling. We wish you the very best.
You know what?
When
you come back,
I donate the money. By the way, the money that I win at this, I donate it.
It goes to
One Safe Place or Turtle Bay.
You know what? When you come back,
that's a man with a heart.
Let's talk about it. Talk about the show. All right. When you come back,
I will.
All right. Hey,
thank you so
everybody
much.
Have a great weekend. Carl in the bottom. Remember, 109 degrees today.
It's 91 right now.
Take care of your animals and your people that are in your car.
It'll feel like 105.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Rich Thomason in Washington. The local district attorney says a prison worker being questioned in connection with the escape of two convicted killers from a maximum security upstate New York prison could face criminal charges.
She brought contraband in the facility, but I'm not going to get into what it was.
Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley says it was not the power tools the pair used to break out. Wiley says investigators continue questioning Joyce Mitchell about her relationship with escapees Richard Matt and David Sweat. Mitchell has not been charged. Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats say it will cost jobs.
American jobs are shipped overseas.
Republicans claim it will help the economy.
We can win over new markets, boost our economy.
President Obama paid a surprise visit to Capitol Hill today, lobbying for that landmark trade bill that Congress is debating. It appears short of the votes it needs to pass, partly because of Democratic opposition. The show.